Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about our 2022 season, 2024 season of the year of being seen. And this is the year of being seen in so many ways. And so, and we're talking about being seen to the power and the presence of love in your life and seeing the power of presence of love. And all you have to do is notice it, as well as being seen to yourself, what you want the world to see you in. And I mean working on yourself. One of the greatest things you could ever do is begin to work on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, commitment and self-control, wisdom, insight, comprehension, knowledge, and humility. These are great assets in your life. You can begin to see these things in your life, and people will begin to see them in you. This is why we work on ourselves. We give value to ourselves. We're the only ones that can give value to ourselves. I've been here in McDonald, Georgia, and, you know, it's really been interesting. You know, people have been giving me the compliments about looking at pictures of myself and seeing that how I've, you know, really over the years, really taking care of myself. I do about 5 to 7 miles of walking per day. Really just trying to take care of my health and my mental health, my well-being, my spiritual health. And it's really important that you begin to do the same, and really understanding that has been, you know, so that I would have, you know, my health and wellness. And so, you know, and one of the things to begin to do is to really begin to set your mind to take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and financially for the long run. Awaken to these things in yourself. You know, what do you want to see yourself doing and who you are? You get to decide that. You get to make those things happen. As I told everybody, all you do is you just I would tell people, agree and accept your right to be rich. Everybody, your financial well-being. And I'll give you those tools. Those tools will be available on Money and You, which incidentally, we have 3 extra episodes because of the time frame last year. I could not get to these things. But what we want to do is begin to set today, take some time to take out a piece of paper and a pen and to begin to write down everything we want to be doing. A lot of people deal with the old tapes of people's thoughts and opinions, but you give value to yourself. One of the things we begin to do is to begin to say the right things. The word confession means to say the same thing as. And so when you say the same thing as, you know, I am beautiful, I am a hunk, I am a queen, I am a king, you're saying the same thing as the universe. The universe wants you to understand that you are a king and a queen. You are the best thing since sliced bread. And when you stand in the mirror and say these things, you agree with that presence. You agree that I have all things now. You say that I have all things now. Say these things. I have all things now. I have everything that I need now. I have only goodness and I have only kindness that will pursue me. It will hunt me down the rest of my life. When you say these things, you begin to align yourself with yourself. And that's one of the things why we go through our challenges, is to get other people out of us and for us to align to us. That's what's really being, so that we can hear ourselves. That's beautiful because we have a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. Instead of being tossed to and fro by the world, one of the things that happens is that our spirits are designed to give us the reality of us. So this is one of the things that you understand about this. One of the things that you understand is that your energy is designed to provide you with sound judgment, personal discipline, which results in you having a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And that's really important to remember. That's the inner you. Again, I want you to understand that instead of walking around in a mindset of fear and in interpretation, allowing this world to toss you to and fro, one of the things that you begin to do is you have a spirit of love, a spirit of, you know, spirit of empowerment. Love will remove any fear in your life, which is people's opinions. Love removes anything that's not like you. When you send out love to people, you're feeding the real them. And so you're removing anything that's not like them. It has to go. That thing has to go. Anybody else's opinion. When love comes into the room, love does not deal with other people's opinion. Love deals with you directly. And so because this is the case, you begin to really begin to be into, you know, walk into the reality of yourself. And this is really powerful when you understand this is where we begin. We begin with that word love, and understanding that how we're being seen to love. We have to understand that we're seen perfect to the eyes of love. And so understanding that when we align to the word love, we are aligning to ourself. You know, love is perfect. There is no spot or blemish in love, and that's the same thing in you. You are not the world's opinions. You're not the world's mindset. You are your spirit. You are your energy. And so people's opinions don't matter in the eyes of love because you are you. And so understanding this, and then you have, which leads you to, you know, sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And this is really beautiful because you stop these things of comparison, the comparison garrison, I call it. You stop the things about addiction, approval addiction, sexual addiction. You stop these things of, worry and fear. You stop these things because you begin to live from a place from within, the inner you. And this is powerful because the inner you is a powerful force. The inner you, you give value to yourself. We all hear the same things. And so because of this, one of the things that we begin to do is to live our lives abundantly. And we will talk about this more as we get going. An exciting role. We have Donovan Ross coming on board as our global CEO for Urban City Networks, based here in Atlanta. We will be featuring a whole lot of wonderful shows. We also have we will have Cameron Ross. We will have other people, Mike. We have a number of other people be on the network. We have Freedom starring in the city. We have a number of people that have just been cast in these Grady. We also have John Green coming on board full time in our global network and our global company, GB. He's global chairman of that entire global entity, which is large within itself. And so I'm really proud of what these two young visionaries have and the quality of the work they're going to do and the eye they have for the media and television and industries. And so I'm excited about the work, the things that we will see online. This will be, you know, this, you'll be able to catch this on YouTube. Some of it on YouTube. Well, you'll be Roku, Apple TV, and other things that will distributing to the world. This is your host, Rick Rawls, with Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We're talking about the year being seen and understanding who we are as, you know, in the realms of love. And this year, we really want to set our pace to really understand and to go deeper within ourselves. Because when we begin to understand that how we're seeing with the eyes of love, we stop settling for the way that people see us just because we feel like we need to be in a relationship. This is very important. We want to understand how we're being seen to love and then how we're supposed to be seen to ourselves. We will understand this. We will set a standard for the treatment of our own selves because we don't deserve just to have to be treated any kind of way just because we find ourselves in a relationship. I think I said this on the last episode. If I didn't, this is new. But I heard someone say that you date on the level of your maturity. If you are somebody that plays games, you want to be with somebody who plays games. games. But that's not the way we do this. We want to understand this year, we want to set a tone for ourselves about how we treat each other, how we talk to each other. And this begins with the relationship to love, how love sees us. As I always tell you, we have a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. And so you're always being seen into being uplifted. There are things that love will tell you about yourself. And one of the things to do is when you have a relationship to love, you will see yourself as you are perfect. There's no negativity in you. And so, you know, but what we have to do oftentimes is undo, you know, some of the things of the past, because we don't realize that, you know, people's, you know, past relationships have tried to color our view of ourselves. You know, and really it matters when we take a minute and to think about the positive things in our relationships. And this, and in this, we begin to really shift our thinking about what we want and raise our mentality and our standards. One of the beautiful things that has happened over the years, I've never been in a toxic relationship in my life. And that's been one of the most beautiful things, to realize that I was never in a negative or toxic relationship. I was thinking about that, always stretching back to high school and middle school. I've never been in a toxic relationship, somebody that was constantly negative, somebody that was constantly downing you, or, trying to take your confidence. And that's what they do in toxic relationships. And this is one of the reasons why you work on yourself on a day-to-day basis. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, knowledge, integrity, and humility. And you begin to see yourself in those realms. See yourself beautiful. See yourself attracting what you desire. Set the highest level in your mind. Use your imagination to see yourself in the best of places with the best types of people. We want to set this tone of kingship and queenship this year and really keep our mindset on that level. Learn that we are poised. Learn that we are people of dignity. Learn that we are people of honor. Learn that we are to be talked to in the same manner that we talk to other people. If you're a yeller, you need to learn how to tone it down and be calmer. But we want to be people who don't allow our emotions to ride us, but we ride the wave of peace and calm. And in this, that begins with us. We focus on the word love. So, you know, just take 21 days to begin to focus each day on the word love. Just 8 little phrases: love, encouragement, abundance, and peace, wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. And so learning to focus on those things will begin to shift our thinking of ourselves. We understand that we deserve the best. When we understand we deserve the best, and we also give the best. These things are important as we move into a new realm of the year being seen. Instead of dialing the roulette in the way of things, we're being seen in a way that we need to understand. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls. And just a brief announcement before we go into this. We're going to be having the Blue Whales and Eagles Institute. We have 2 marriage retreats coming up later this year, one here in the spring and then another one in the fall. And we will have wonderful guests that will come and teach us about things. And I will have more details about that a little bit later. And I will announce the place where the retreats will be held. But one of the things we also want to start to understand is that this is the year of being seen. Your marriage is spiritual, and you always have to approach it this way. That means your marriage, you and your partner are of the same energy. And so this is the oneness in your marriage. And a lot of times you are spiritually one, but it takes time for this to happen. You know, on the other realms, you become one in other things. This is not an overnight process, and you have to learn to navigate this. Again, as I've been telling you, you understand that marriage is spiritual. Let me help you understand this a little bit. For you've been given a spirit, your energy, because your marriage is spiritual. It is a spirit of empowerment. This is the spirit of love, the energy itself. And then you've been given the ability to have a soundness, the sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And this is what should be evident in your marriage. Since this is you and your partner are one spirit, this should be evidence in your marriage. I remember, I was in Washington, D.C. at a place called the Foundation Center, and this beautiful older lady would just come in, and she would always look at me and she said, "Rick, you are balanced." She would always remind me every day, "You are balanced." She said, "You are balanced." I didn't understand what she meant, but she would always remind me that you are balanced. Every time I saw her, she was like, "Rick," she would always just wave her hand, "You are balanced." She can tell that you are balanced. And that's one of the things about your spirit. Your energy gives you a well-balanced mind. And this should be in your marriage. And as you are having this in your marriage, one of the things that you begin to walk in is wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. And we'll go into deeper into this and understanding that, things are going to shift into the way because of the oneness. Because your partner and you are one spirit, one of the things you begin to do is to multiply everything by the strand of three and to build a strong marriage. But you also are in this year, we want to understand that we want to be seen. You want to be seen more in understanding how you see your partner and understanding to get rid of any kind of unforgiveness. As we talked about before, forgiveness is necessary in your marriage every day. You're going to have to learn to forgive each other on quite a number of occasions and not stay in that place and create a toxic environment. As I told people before, sometimes, I've seen sewage plants less toxic than some people's marriages and relationships. And that's so true. People choose to be toxic. People choose to be unfaithful. People choose their attitudes and their mouth. They choose violence. Your partner is not a punching bag. And if you think so, you need to find an exit out of your marriage. You need to find an exit out of that relationship very quickly because you don't need to be there. Your marriage is not a place of control because you don't control another person's. Unfortunately, in our American and, other societies, they have a wrong concept of what marriage is about. You obey a man. You don't obey anybody that's treating you wrong. That's a choice for you to be there. You got to understand your marriage is a choice. Your partner coming home to you is a choice. They don't need you. They can go out there and find somebody better than you. When you have these partners that really begin to try to exert, this attitude that they're in control, you're not in control of anything. You're not in control of what anybody decides or what anybody says. That's not your space or your place. You don't have that power. But what you have to understand is that marriage is a partnership 150%. You're one. You treat your partner as you want to be a servant. If you want respect, you begin to do the things in your marriage. One of the things that happened, this was my roommate. In 2002, my roommate had this very bad habit of just taking my clothes and throwing them on my bed. But instead of getting upset, one of the things I did was I just, every time his clothes were in the dryer and I had to use them, I used the dryer, I would fold his clothes and put them on his bed. And one of the things that happened was that the same thing would be happening to me. Every time he would use the dryer, and it was just us two. So, he would fold my clothes and put them on my bed, and the same thing happened. And so I began to show the examples of what was happening. And this is what we do in our marriage. We begin to show examples of what we desire, being visible about what and being intentional about what we want. Being intentional about taking care of our partner, being intentional about speaking up for our partner, being intentional about, being public about our partner's ways of being, really being intentional about speaking to our partner in public and speaking about our partner, not our private business, our conflicts, but you praise in public. This is important. Let it be an example. We want our relationships to be an example to inspire other people that, will be struggling in theirs. That's important. When your relationship is an example, people learn by examples. They would learn by how you treat other people, how you talk to each other. That's how it works. And this is a guiding point for other people. But this comes from an inner working in a time of intimacy and building a foundation. And we're going to talk about building that foundation or rebuilding that foundation and really kind of spending time to unravel some things so that you can have a discussion very calmly and just talk about what things matter to you and what things have been going on. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me.